I'm speaking with Mark Diener, who is GrowMark Marketing Manager for Refined and Renewable Fuels. And Mark, as we're looking at winter staring us in the face, there are some concerns for those who use diesel fuel on the farm or in their business, and the treatment that's necessary for diesel fuel in the winter. So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about that?
We will be having some cold temperatures here before very long, whether we like it or not, and diesel fuel in particular is impacted by cold temperatures. There are paraffins or wax in diesel fuel, and as the temperature decreases, gets colder, these paraffins, waxes, start to precipitate out of fuel, and at some point in time that they will get large enough where they'll plug filters or plug fuel lines and impair the operability of a vehicle. So as a fuel supplier, we take great pains to make sure that doesn't happen, and we do a lot of things ahead of time. Some of those can be blending. Number one, diesel fuel is, compared to two, has very little paraffins, very little wax, has a much lower cold temperature operating temperature range. And so we will blend the number two diesel fuel, which is the most prominent, used, you know, pretty much year-round, with the number one to dilute the wax or the paraffins in there, and again, to improve the operating range. The downside to that is number one fuel is not as accessible as it used to be, once was, and it typically carries a very high premium compared to number two fuel during the wintertime. It'll get the spread between number two diesel fuel and number one gets quite high. The alternative to that is using chemistry, and chemistry usually involves wax modifiers that will reshape the wax particles, the paraffins, not allow them to conglomerate, and that would be, you know, one to pack on another like a snowball. You know, put a snowball down the ground, start rolling it. We keep that from happening, and therefore the particles stay very, very small, and they will flow through a filter, fuel lines, and so again, you have much better. The good side to that is the chemistry is typically much, much less expensive than it is with blending, so we let chemistry help out whenever we can.
And what about as far as biodiesel is concerned?
There are different aspects of biodiesel during cold temperatures. Biodiesel does have a much higher cloud point, gelling point than diesel fuel does, but it can be managed during very cold temperatures. We have a lot of our customers will use biodiesel throughout the wintertime, but we have to manage it differently. We may use a combination of cold flow chemistry along with some blending of number one to be able to use a biodiesel blend throughout the cold winter months. And it depends on how much. If you're using a 2% or a B2 blend, it does not have a lot of different characteristics than a straight diesel fuel would. But as you increase that blend, then you have to increase the management of the biodiesel blend even more.
Well, let's talk about tank maintenance. A lot of farmers, a lot of other businesses keep diesel fuel on their operations, on their property. What about tank maintenance and maybe tank cleaning if it's necessary?
Well, tank cleaning is kind of the end point where we prefer not to get to. And ahead of that is our FS member cooperatives. They're very well versed in fuel quality management. And much of the things that goes along with that would be periodic checking for maybe moisture that is accumulated at the bottom of the tank. We find that we would remove that physically. We look for maybe sludge that might be building up in the bottom of the storage vessel. Also, we would check periodically for microbial contamination and just the right fuel quality management techniques to prevent the tank cleaning. Because once a tank gets to a point, then we need to physically clean the tank, and that is kind of a recirculation. It's taking the fuel that's left in the tank, circulating it through there through a filtration process, and then what happens is the tank gets clean and the fuel goes back in the tank and it's good to go again. That's kind of the result of things we'd not like to see, and good fuel quality management may not prevent that over a period of years, but it will, you know, delay that, you know, so we have good quality fuel.
Well, is there anything else that you want to pass along as far as advice, getting ready for the winter and making sure your fuel performs as well as it should?
Well, a couple things. One is when it comes to fuel quality management that we just talked about is, you know, using a good quality diesel fuel. And in our world, Dieselex Gold has, you know, chemistry to not only enhance performance, but to preserve the quality of the fuel. So, again, part of the fuel management quality is using a good performing diesel fuel and making sure the tank is dry, if there is any unwanted moisture, that it is gone. Because when temperatures get cold, any problem you have is just aggravated. Whatever's there, it gets worse.
Mark Diener with GrowMark Incorporated. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.